Salam dear listeners and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our live broadcast on this Thursday like we do in on every Thursday. If you are listening to the live program from the Mandir, you would have heard the beautiful music program by devotees from region 71 and 72, that is devotees from North European countries. And tomorrow is a Friday. And for all those who follow the Telugu culture, tomorrow is Varalakshmi Vratam Day. On many occasions on this day, there were celebrations in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan, adoring the divine mother. And in many homes, especially those following the Telugu culture, tomorrow is a big day when we invoke the goddess. Tomorrow is the day it is believed that the goddess actually enters the home of every household in Andhra Pradesh who worship the mother. And so, today, we will spend this session of Bhajan Tutor in ruminating on the Divine Mother, invoking her blessings, offering our prayers to her through our music from our heart. So let's begin this one more fresh session of Bhajan Classroom. The time in the studios now is 6:50. We could not have the Vedam tutor today because of the extended session in the Sai Kulwant Hall, but we will have the Bhajan tutor like we have on every Thursday. I'm T. Mary Sai Bishu, and let us now close our eyes and in our hearts, in our minds, let him surface, let him permeate our every being, and let us begin learning one more bhajan, one more medium through which we can offer our prayers to the Mother, to the Divine Mother, to Mother Sai. Let us offer our most loving and reverential salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we determine to walk on the path laid down by you, and for all that you have done for us, as our gratitude, we give up all that is unholy in us and strive to become messengers of your love and your light. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The bhajan we will be learning today is dedicated to adoring our beloved Bhagwan as the Divine Cosmic Mother. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, Jagato Dharini Ma.
This bhajan is in the language Hindi. And like always, let us become familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning of its every line, and also we will listen to a beautiful experience concerning this bhajan by a former student of Bhagwan's University and bhajan singer, Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim. So all that is what is scheduled for this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and we begin with the lyrics.
जगतोद्धारिणी माता दुर्गा जगतोद्धारिणी माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी हे दुर्गा देवी रण चंडी देवी हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ, जागो जगतो धारिणी माँ।
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Brother Anirudh will follow him after every line. You too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham.
जगतो धारिणी माता दुर्गा जगतो धारिणी माँ
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 जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
हे दुर्गा देवी रण चंडी देवी हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ
हे दुर्गा देवी रण चंडी देवी हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ
हे दुर्गा देवी रण चंडी देवी हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ
हे दुर्गा देवी रणचंडी देवी हे शिव रमणा जागो माँ
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 जागो जगतो धारिणी माँ
जागो जगतो धारिणी माँ
जागो जगतो धारिणी माँ
जागो जगतो धारिणी माँ
जगतो धारिणी माता दुर्गा जगतो धारिणी माँ।
So that is the tune of this beautiful Devi Bhajan, and for those of us who want to know more about the composition of this bhajan, Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, what is your take on which raga is this bhajan composed?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
As you mentioned, it is a beautiful Devi bhajan. It's a very bright and melody tune.
Yes.
So happy and...
Yes, you know, enlivening.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So this bhajan, actually, if you hear the first line and some lines of the bhajan, the first raga which comes to my mind is Hamsadhwani.
Yeah.
Hamsadhwani, as you would have heard, it is a raga where people generally sing Ganesha songs, and we have so many bhajans in fact in Hamsadhwani. It's an auspicious beginning raga.
Yeah, invocatory raga.
Yeah, invocatory, exactly. So you have bhajans like
Vinayaka, Vinayaka, jayakar. And Mahaganapate Namostute.
So you can find the similarity in these versions.
The famous Karnataka Kriti.
Yes.
So many concerts done with this, right?
Yeah. So in this raga, if you see,
Sa re ga pa ni sa sa ni pa ga re sa.
So all major notes.
Yeah, all major notes. And you don't have ma dha. You don't have ma dha.
Yeah.
And also, okay, if you see this bhajan, so the first moment when you listen to this bhajan, the hamsadvani comes in your mind. Whereas when you go line by line and analyze the swaras, so there are some deviations from hamsadvani.
Okay.
And some line, when we write the swaras for those lines, like
Hey Shiva Ramana Jagoma,
it's a beautiful melody.
Sa ni sa ni da pa ga ma pa ga.
So this is a you can't say it is a, okay, you can say that it's, it may, the notes may belong to the Bilawal Shankara Varnam, but maybe if you ask me to derive a kind of raga from this bhajan, so I can say like the Arohan goes something like this.
Sariga panisa.
Then while coming down it is like
Sanida pa gama pa gama garesa.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly which raga it belongs to.
Yes.
But it has a flavor of Hamsadvani.
Yes.
And Bilawal to some extent.
Yes.
Yeah.
So wonderful. So let us move on. Now, before we do the swaras, I think you should do a small alap, Anirudh.
Okay.
On Hamsadvani.
Yeah, sure.
Sariga pa ni sa ni pa ga. Tano ra bara ra tar tar na 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 na.
So this is more or less Hamsadvani.
Yes.
And when you come to this bhajan,
Sa ni dha pa ga ma pa ga ma ga na ma na re re na.
That really gives a very good idea of the structure behind this composition. So let us move on now, Anirudh, and do the swaras for every line.
Yeah. We'll start with the first line.
Yeah. Anand is here with us to follow as you sing every line.
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga. Jagato Dharini Ma. Sa sa ga pa ni 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 da ni sa ni da pa ga ri ga pa ri sa ni sa.
Sa sa ga pa ni 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 da ni sa ni da pa ga re ga pa re sa ni sa
jago jago ma jago jago ma jago jago ma janani sa ga sa ga pa pa ga pa sa ni Papa ni sa ga re sa ni sa
sa ga pa pa ga pa sa ni papa ni sa ga re sa ni sa
he durga devi ran chandi devi he shiva ramana jago ma Sari ga gari gari sani ri ri sari dani sa gari sani dani ri sa
Sari ga gari gari sani ri ri sari dani sa gari sani dani ri sa
He Shiva Ramana jago ma Sani sani da pa ga ma pa ga
Sani sani da pa ga ma pa ga
Jago jagato dharini ma Ga ga gari ga pari sani sa
Ga ga gari ga pari sani sa
And that's beautiful. And we already discussed many similar bhajans in this raga.
Yeah.
Is that Shiva bhajan also in this raga, Jayatu Shiva?
Jayatu Shiva, Natana Shiva.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, wonderful. Definitely. So let's move on. We'll do the beat.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Aditalam. And it is a medium bhajan.
Yeah.
Maybe medium fast bhajan. Yeah. Yeah. So it is sung typically in a bhajan session. It can be sung in the last 15 minutes or last 20 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, Jagato Dharini Ma.
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, Jagato Dharini Ma.
Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma Janani.
Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma Janani.
Okay, so that gives us a good idea of the beat and the swaras. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Now that we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga and the tala, let's move on to understanding the inner feeling with which this bhajan should be sung so that we can offer it with heartfelt devotion to our beloved Lord. So let's understand the meaning of what is conveyed in every line of this bhajan. We begin with the first line.
Jagato Dharini Mata Durga, Jagato Dharini Ma.
Jagato Dharini occurs twice in this line. Jagat can be split into Ja and Gat. Swami explains that Ja means to come, Gat means to go. Jagat refers to this world where birth and death is a daily phenomenon. Uddharini comes from Uddhara, which means to uplift. So, Jagato Dharini means the Divine Mother who uplifts the entire world. The second word Mata and the last word Ma both mean Mother. The word Durga refers to one among the Holy Trinity of Goddesses, adored and worshipped according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality. The Trinity of Goddesses consists of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. Bhagwan explains that the supreme cosmic energy principle manifests in the form of these three goddesses. Durga grants us energy, physical, mental and spiritual energy. Durga is not to be understood as a ferocious goddess. She is the supreme goddess who protects us. Durga in Sanskrit also means a fort. Literally, Durga in Sanskrit means a fort or a place which is difficult to conquer. Another meaning of Durga is Durgati Nashini, which literally translates into the one who eliminates sufferings. So Goddess Durga protects us from the evils of the world and at the same time removes our miseries. Mother Durga is often portrayed as having 8 or 10 hands, and that symbolizes the 8 quadrants or the 10 directions. So this suggests that she protects us from all corners. Another interesting point is that she is often depicted as riding on a lion or sometimes even a tiger, and both these animals represent strength. Mother Durga riding on the lion or tiger symbolizes her majesty over these bestial qualities. So in this line, Jagatodharani Mata Durga, Jagatodharani Ma, we hail the Divine Mother who uplifts the entire cosmos. She is the one who protects us, one who removes our miseries. She is the source of all strength, all willpower. Let's move on to the second line.
Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma, Jago Jago Ma Janani.
Jago means rise. Ma and Janani both mean mother. Now what exactly do we mean by praying to the Divine Mother to rise? Well, let me share here a beautiful incident narrated by Mr. Venkateshwarlu, a teacher in Bhagwan's Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School. Mr. Peddi Reddy is a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan. He was the caretaker of Swami's pet elephant, Sai Geeta, for more than 20 years, till she passed away in 2007. Even now, Mr. Peddi Reddy continues to live in the Prashant Nilayam Ashram and works in the canteen. During the Gram Seva of 2004, Venkateshwarlu sir was given the responsibility of looking after the quality of the laddus being prepared. At that time, Mr. Peddi Reddy was in charge of the canteen. Mr. Venkateshwarlu shares that he used to go in the morning and would find Mr. Peddi Reddy sitting there and supervising the making of the laddus. He would go in the afternoon and he would be there. He would go in the evening and still he would find Mr. Peddi Reddy there. Even during the midnight, Mr. Peddi Reddy was there in the canteen. And this amazed Mr. Venkateshwarlu, and he wondered, how is it that Mr. Peddi Reddy never takes rest? Because he was all the time busy, and the most interesting thing is, he always seemed as fresh as anyone would feel after a long rest. Now after observing this for 3-4 days, one day he went up to him and he asked, Mr. Peddi Reddy, sir, when do you take rest? And then Mr. Peddi Reddy replied, well, I don't find time. For the last 1 week I did not go back to my room to lie on the bed. Whenever I felt sleepy, I just sit on the chair and doze for some time, and again I am fresh. Then Mr. Venkateshwarlu asked him, how do you get this kind of energy to work continuously? Then Mr. Peddi Reddy smiled and he said, this energy is given by Swami. In fact, during Bhagwan's 60th birthday celebrations, I did not sleep for a month. I was serving all the time. It is He who energizes every cell of my being. So that is how the Cosmic Mother fills us with divine energy, even at the physical level, to make us accomplish seemingly Herculean tasks. And that is how she raises us to divine heights. That is how she awakens the power of God within us. So when we sing this line, Jago Jago Ma, we beseech the Cosmic Mother to shower on us that physical, mental and spiritual energy so that we may rise to divine heights and be instruments in His hands. Let's move on to the third line.
Hey Durga Devi, Rana Chandi Devi, Hey Shiva Ramana Jagoma.
Lakshmi is a way of calling out to a person, and Devi means the goddess who shines with power, with brilliance and with beauty. Because this word comes from the root div, which means to shine. The word Rana means battlefield, and Chandi means the fierce one. Now this epithet of the Divine Mother, Chandi, appears many times in the Devi Mahatmyam, which is the sacred text glorifying the Divine Mother. And in it, there are many legends of how the Supreme Goddess took the form of Chandi or Durga to annihilate many demons from time to time. Symbolically, it refers to how the Divine Mother destroys all the demonic traits within us. She is Chandi because she chases away all that is unholy from affecting us. Moving on, Shiva is one among the holy trinity of gods according to ancient Indian culture and spirituality. Literally, Shiva means all graciousness, ever auspicious. Ramana means consort. Shiva Ramana therefore refers to Mother Durga or Parvati, who is the consort of Lord Shiva. Therefore, in this line, we bow down to the Supreme Divine Mother who incarnated as Chandi to destroy the demons in the battlefield, the demons in our minds. She is the cosmic energy principle, the consort of the cosmic personality. Let's move on to the fourth line.
हे शिव रमण जागो मां.
We are familiar with all the words of this line. Let us explore here the meaning of Shiva Ramana a little more. We are all aware that Mother Durga or Parvati is the beloved of Lord Shiva, but how did she win him over? There is an interesting legend associated with the marriage of Parvati with Lord Shiva. Sati is the consort of Lord Shiva, but owing to a certain turn of events, she burns herself through yogic powers, and when Lord Shiva comes to know of this, he enters into deep meditation. Meanwhile, the earth is gripped with the atrocities of a powerful demon by name Tarakasura, who is very powerful because he has gained a lot of boons from all the gods. Lord Brahma, the creator, says that given the demon's invincibility, only the son of Lord Shiva can annihilate him. But Lord Shiva is now in deep meditation and Sati is no more. So the devas or the demigods pray to the divine goddess to incarnate again. And so Sati is reborn as Parvati, as the daughter of Himavan, the king of the Himalayas. Right from her childhood, she is totally devoted to Lord Shiva, and even when she comes of age, she refuses suitors who approach her father for her hand in marriage, and she says that her heart has gone to Lord Shiva and she will wed him alone. Her father Himavan is flabbergasted and worried because Shiva is the lord of the world. Moreover, Shiva has entered into deep penance. Still, as Parvati is absolutely unwavering in her decision, Himavan takes her to Lord Shiva's abode and requests him to allow Parvati to serve him. Lord Shiva agrees, and so Parvati quietly serves Lord Shiva. She cleans the place, brings flowers, etc., and spends her time gazing at the Lord, who is engaged in deep meditation. Her father and the gods hope that Shiva would be enamored with her beauty because that would make it easy to convince Shiva to marry Parvati. However, nothing ever distracts Lord Shiva. And now, in order to disturb his concentration, the angels, the devas, ask Kamadeva or the god of desire to fire his arrows. And the moment he does this, Lord Shiva is unimaginably enraged at the audacity of Kamadeva to destabilize his penance, and so in rage he opens his third eye and destroys Kamadeva to ashes. And then Lord Shiva orders Parvati, "I do not desire your services anymore. You may go back to your father, and mind you, don't ever try to work your charms again on me." Parvati is distraught and he pleads with Shiva and asks him to let her continue to serve him, but Shiva is unmoved. Now Parvati is utterly dejected and she tells herself, "I know that Lord Shiva cannot be won over by mere beauty or charm, but will yield only to devotion. And so I will please him with the hardest penance and draw him to me." And so Parvati retreats not to the house of her father but to a grove in the Himalayas, because after being with Lord Shiva for so long, her love for the Lord had only increased. She had no interest in life or in anything else, and now she decides that she has to perform penance, however intense it may be, till she wins her Lord. And once she begins this intense meditation, she realizes that she is in fact the incarnation of Sati, and that it is her destiny to unite with Lord Shiva. And the story goes that the power being generated from her penance was so great that it overwhelms and unsettles the gods. And they approach Lord Shiva and tell him of this incredible pining of Parvati. And so the next day, a young ascetic appears before Parvati and asks her why she is undergoing such hard penance. And when she reveals her desire to wed Lord Shiva, that ascetic laughs and starts speaking about Lord Shiva in a deriding manner. This infuriates Parvati and her eyes start blazing. She simply says, "My only desire is to unite with Lord Shiva, the master of the three worlds." There is pride in her voice, and then she continues, "That Shiva who can never be understood by a puny mind like yours." And before the ascetic can utter another word, she fiercely warns, "Do not say one more word. It is not only a sin to talk like this, it is a bigger sin to even listen to such rubbish." And she says this and she's about to turn away, and then she sees a flash. The ascetic disappears, and in his place is Lord Shiva, her own Shiva. And Shiva now looks tenderly at Parvati and accepts her. That is how Parvati becomes the beloved of Lord Shiva. Aren't there so many powerful lessons here? We too want to win the grace of the Lord, and we first think that we can do so through our charms, through our intelligence, through our deals, etc. We say, "God, if you do this for me, I will do this for you." We try so many ways to manipulate the Lord, and we spend years doing this. When Bhagwan was there in his physical form, this was even more evident. Every student, every devotee was trying to get the Lord's attention through some plan, some strategy. "I will sit here, I will come with this group, I will wear this sari," and so on. And what you realize is, in one instant, the Lord destroys all such schemes and devious plans. He just rejects us, saying, "There is no point serving me if your mind is not pure and if you're not working towards purifying yourself." And just as Parvati, who was with the Lord for so long and could not imagine moving away from him, we too cannot imagine our lives without him. We may not have succeeded in attaining his grace, but we cannot live without him either. Because for us, there is nothing else as serene and as lofty compared to having him in our lives. And so even though we are rejected, even though Swami is not responding, even though we feel he has moved away from us, we cannot think of going away from him. And so finally, like Parvati, we resolve to introspect. We become more determined to achieve our goal, and we are now willing to do any sacrifice to attain him, because we realize that nothing else matters in life. And it is then that our journey of self-discovery begins. And as we go deep, we realize that we too are a part of the Lord, and that our only goal is to reunite with him. However, before the Lord grants us that ultimate union with him, he wants to test us, just as it happened with Parvati. And just as Shiva came in the guise of an ascetic and poo-pooed her desire and her effort, we too find people making reckless comments about our work, about our efforts, and so on. We know what we are doing is the best thing to do, that is the best penance we can be engaged in, but people would ridicule us. And it is at this point that God waits to see how we react. Do we still have doubts in our minds? Are we questioning the very service and the very path we have undertaken? Are we getting distracted? When Lord Shiva became fully convinced of Parvati's pure intent and unconditional love, then he revealed himself and accepted her. It's the same with us. Even when people ridicule us, let us always remember that it is God in disguise who is testing us, and all he is interested in is that we pass this test so that he can confer on us that ultimate blessing, that blessing of uniting with Him, becoming near and dear to Him. So in this line, He Shivaramana Jagoma, we seek the grace of the Universal Mother so that we too may purify ourselves and become dear to the Lord. Let's move on to the last line.
Jago Jagato Dharini Ma.
We are familiar with all the words of this line. Let us dwell on the inner meaning of this Jago Jagato Dharini a little more. When we say Jago Ma, we are making a prayer to the Divine Mother to rise. And what she does in response is that she raises our consciousness in inexplicable ways and she puts us in touch with our original, true, divine nature. It's a very beautiful experience of Brother Sonam Gyamso from Sikkim, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University. He has been blessed to compose many bhajans and also sing in front of Bhagwan. And this incident that he narrated from his student life is such a revealing one when it comes to the Lord raising and sublimating us.
I just want to share with you a beautiful experience that I had in way back in 1984. That was a time when Swami had just picked me up and he told me that, hey, you are all the time singing about the motherly aspect. But then when you say Radha, when you talk about Parvati, it evokes sometimes, Swami said, among the people sitting outside, some of them, they think of their own Radhas and Parvatis instead of the Mother Goddess. So why do you tantalize them? Why don't you just sing on Krishna or Rama or Shiva? So it suddenly became a rule there that none of us, we were allowed to sing Radha Krishna, and there had to be so many changes in the permutations in the bhajans, you know.
So maybe Radha Krishna's became Sai Krishna's.
It had to become Sai Krishna. So we had to make all those changes and be very careful. Then the first mistake that I committed, I thought, hey Vishwanath, hey, it's just Vishwanath. And there was no hidden mother aspect there. Hey Vishwanath, Gauri Nath I had forgotten. And the moment I sang that, Swami just walked, came inside the bhajan hall. And he said, yesterday I gave this, you know, my commandment, you are not taking it seriously. You know, how could you sing Gauri Nath? So that was the time. Now this was the fourth day of the Navaratri.
And this is interesting, this is happening during Navaratri.
During Navaratri. And it had started long time back, but then it went on through and we were going through the Navaratri celebrations. On the fourth day, very casually, Vijay Sai.
Yes.
You remember that wonderful singer, yes. And Swami would lovingly call him M.S. Sovalakshmi. And so many names he had, so many yes. Affiliatives. Now this guy, he told me, Sonam, you should sing a song on the mother. And I was thinking of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga. And Swami came and sat on the throne. And then all of a sudden I forgot, I was totally blank about what I was supposed to sing, what I had thought of singing. And then what came through from my mouth at that time was the other bhajan and completely another bhajan, Durga Bhavani Ma.
You had sung that before?
I had sung that before, but then I had thought of singing Jagato Dharini Mata Durga and I was 100% sure that I would sing that bhajan. And then there I was totally blank and instead of that bhajan I started singing Durga Bhavani Ma. When I just started the bhajan, the first line, and I would close my eyes and sing, because that was the time there was a good chance that Swami might look at you.
Yes.
And then
especially when you start, you won't see who is singing.
Especially when you start. And when you are, your eyes closed and Swami would be intently looking at you. And when you would open your eyes and look at him, then he would look elsewhere.
Yes.
So I had closed my eyes, I was singing the bhajan and I felt some commotion around me. So I was a little bit perturbed and I looked around and everybody was laughing. And when I looked at Swami, Swami had made a gesture that this man has gone completely mad. So he was just using his index finger. And then, you know, it was a gesture that, you know, that I had completely gone mad.
They're showing his index finger on his head and, you know, rotating.
And rotating.
Yeah, to show that he's gone off.
Yeah, he's gone out of his mind.
Mind.
So when that happened, and everybody, I was totally flustered, but then the only way out was to close my eyes and then continue the bhajan. on the second line of the bhajan, there was a bigger ripple of laughter all around me. So I just opened my eyes, and at that time when I looked at Bhagwan, Swami was looking at me intently, and his face was flushed, and then his eyes were the eyes of compassion. I have never seen Bhagwan like that in my life. And then all of a sudden, I was on the Kali Kapalini Ma, mind you, Jai Jai Sai Ma, and his hair, you know, fell on his shoulder like a lock, like silken hair locks, you know. And then his lips were so red, his face, everything remained the same. But the lips were like, you know, it was so red.
You saw that transformation in Bhagwan's
face. The entire transformation, his complexion, everything so silken, so beautiful, and looking at me and smiling. That captivated me like anything. Even when I think of that moment today, you know, I feel so much in bliss. For one whole week after that, I just went and shared this with my Didi. And then for one whole week, I didn't feel like talking to anyone. I didn't feel like eating anything or drinking anything or doing anything else. I was totally captivated. So that bhajan was so beautiful. And I never forget that bhajan in my life.
So that is how Bhagwan took Brother Sonam to an elevated state of pure bliss, and he made him stay that way for a week. That is how the Lord can arouse in us such profound experience of unity and divinity. And in this line we bow down to such a magnificent Divine Mother. So with this, dear listeners, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And with this deeper understanding, let us now proceed listening to this complete version of this bhajan. You will now hear this bhajan sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashant Nilam Mandir.
Jagadodharini Mata Durga, Jagadodharini Mata. Jagadodharini Mata Durga, Jagadodharini Mata.
So that brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, we look forward to your feedback and comments. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this humble endeavor at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan.
So that brings us to the end of the present segment of our Thursday Live, going on right from early in the morning. And after Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, like always, it's time to dwell on Bhagwan's discourses. It's time for the program Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. And my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over along with a special guest. And I will be back after this program for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we are going to have a very enlightening session. The first part of an Inspired Lives episode. I'm not going to reveal that to you now. Wait for it, because it is going to be a beautiful surprise. So, 1 hour from now, Outside Inside, Deep Inside. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. Thank you so much, and keep listening.